Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The last four verses of 1 Samuel 17 are sometimes misunderstood. Why would Saul, after he had employed David in the palace and had this historic conversation with him, still ask Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" Verse 55. Notice, he isn't asking who he is, but whose son he is. After all, he had promised to, quote, "give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel," verse 25. And now he was wondering what this victory would cost him. It would cost him more than tax revenue, of course. It would cost him many a sleepless night, because of the forest fire of jealousy ignited in his heart by the praise heaped on David, and by the love of Jonathan for the young man he increasingly hated without a cause. At this point, we see the erstwhile scion linking himself with the Lord's young champion. This is Bunyan's great heart meeting Valiant for truth. Quote, "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul." Chapter 18, verse 3. In recognition of God's call on David, quote, "Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David, with his armor, even to his sword, and his bow and his belt." Verse 4. In effect, Jonathan was acknowledging in advance the rightful rule of the coming king. This is our privilege, to recognize the rightful rule of the Lord Jesus, giving him the throne in our hearts before he ascends his throne in heaven. Some suggest that Jonathan gave David everything but himself, what David really wanted. But the prince's subsequent history tells otherwise. Jonathan protected David from his father's rage, defended him, and when he was in hiding, quote, "Jonathan went to David in the woods and strengthened his hand in God." Chapter 23, verse 16. Lord, help me to be a friend like that.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.